Well, we are quickly approaching the day where we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And I say quickly approaching the day that we celebrate because, as Pastor Gary said this morning in this morning's offertory, is our calendars aren't exactly on target. And so we kind of celebrate some things when tradition says that we do, but we're not going to be dogmatic, and that's exactly the day. But as I was reflecting on this, and as we have an opportunity to encounter different ones with the holidays coming up and being sometimes being around people that we're not always around, we kind of get an opportunity to see some different views of the world. And, you know, Christmas is one of those things. And I really started reflecting on what is it that we're celebrating at Christmas? The world celebrates a week off from work, paid holiday, an opportunity to get together and, you know, have a big meal, an opportunity to see family that they maybe don't get an opportunity all the time to see. But the world is celebrating something much different. It also makes me kind of wonder what it is that, why do they put up Merry Christmas when they don't even necessarily believe in Christ? But that's a different story. But what do we celebrate? We celebrate God coming in the flesh. God choosing to come to die for us. He had to be born in order to die, right? We're celebrating the fact that he's looking to reconcile us to himself. And he's coming in a manner that we can somewhat understand. We'll never fully understand him because of the immensity of who he is. But he's coming in a form that we aren't going to be intimidated by and that we can understand him. So what if we look at it, who is Christ? Who is he? John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 8 tells us God is love. If we look in Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." If you think about when Christ did come, it was a very dark time in the world. If you look at Malachi and how things were going in the book of Malachi, things weren't going real well. And it was 400 years later. So we know that things were going downhill rapidly. But people were looking for hope. They knew a Savior was coming and they were looking for hope. And Paul's telling us in Romans that, you know, Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. Romans 10 Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation." So going back to the original question that I had, why did Christ come as a human? Why did God come as a human? Well, in verse 8 of chapter 5 in Romans, it tells that he came to show his love for us, to demonstrate his love for us. He wants us to experience his love, his character, by visually witnessing his life lived out. If you think about it, that's really the strongest testimony that we can have. Not just the words, but actually seeing a life lived out. Man knew God was a God of strength and power. There was no question about that. In Psalm 147:5, it says, "Great is our Lord and abundant in strength." In Jeremiah 32:17, it says, "Nothing is too difficult for you. Man knew God was powerful. Man knew God was great. But the problem is man misunderstood God because man didn't fully understand who God was, the love that God have for us. If all we know about God is his immense power, we have an incomplete view of him. This is why he came. In John chapter 17, Jesus tells us that he came to glorify his Father. In other words, he wanted to show us God's heart, God's love for us. Why was this so important? Well, as Romans 10:9 said, if you believe, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, for it's with the heart a person believes. So why is it important? Because we're going to see God's heart in Christ. He says, if we believe. John 3:36 says, he who believes in the Son has eternal life. He who does not obey the Son will not see life. So here we see in Scripture, Scripture ties the words love, trust, believe, and obey together. Point being, how do they connect? You will obey somebody that you trust. You will trust somebody that you believe loves you. Make sense? If you don't believe somebody loves you, you're not going to trust them, and you're not going to obey them. So you obey somebody you trust. You trust somebody that you believe truly loves you. So why did Jesus have to be born and come to earth as a man to live out in front of man what perfect love looks like? When you see, especially in the book of John, you see the number of encounters Jesus has with the different ones. You see God's love in the way that he treats the people that he encounters. In John 15:13, Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. When Jesus died on the cross, those with eyes to see believed he was in fact the Son of God and that he in fact loved them. And we've talked about this before, the number of people who came to Christ that we know about as a result of that crucifixion. Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus, the centurion at the cross, and many, many more came. Why? Because they saw love lived out. And they believed. And that's the key. So we ask ourselves, why do we believe? We believe because we believe that God truly loves us. We see it lived out, his love lived out in Scripture for us. That's what Christmas is all about. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for your love and your care for us. We thank you that you would lay down all of the glory that you had in heaven to come to earth to be born as a baby. Lord, we celebrate you this month. We celebrate you every day. But Lord, this is what Christmas is all about. And Lord, as we run into people this time of year, may we share the hope that comes in you coming to earth with those that we encounter, because the world is looking for hope. The world is looking for joy, and we will find it in you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.